mercy surrounds me, and I love him. That's all that I can say, because he loves me. That's why I love him, and he gets sweeter with every passing day. I was nothing when he found me, with his mercy he surrounds me, and I love him. That's all that I can say, because he loves me. That's why
around me. Oh, the joy that came to me. the joy that came to me. Well, when I knew that I was free, then when that Savior found me, put his arms around me, oh, the joy.
Oh, glory, power, glory. Good evening, everyone. Just want to welcome everybody here tonight. It's good to be in the house of God, sing the songs about the Lord and what He's done for us. And what a privilege it is to have friends that you can come and to a watering hole with and get a fresh drink of water. You know, I heard somebody one time say, he said, "I don't want to be your guru." He was teaching a little bit of a philosophy class or something. He said, "Think of me as just a, you're a traveler down a road and you come across the bubbling brook and you're thirsty and you'd like a drink of water. That's all I want to be, just a, something refreshing." Well, Jesus said that same thing to the woman at the well. He said, "You know, we have. I'll give you some water that you never thirst again." And he told his disciples, "Out of your bellies will flow rivers of living water." Well, I think one of our callings in this life is to be that refreshing spring for somebody to be able to come by and dip their little cup and you've got something refreshing and cool to satisfy their thirst along their journey, to help them. And I want to be that. I want to be that for somebody. I want them to somebody to be able to come by me and I just have the right thing for them at the time. I thought about that. I was thinking about that today. I was thinking, you know, everybody talks about heaven and eternal life, and that all sounds real good on paper or in theory, you know, but in all reality, we have not a clue what it is. And so, what do I really, really desire the most? And that is to make a difference in this world. If I could, you know, I've done lots of things and I've had lots of stuff, and none of that really made brought joy into my life. But to be able to be as unto one of those treating one of the little ones. Jesus said, as you're doing it unto the Lord. Be able to make a difference in somebody else's life. To make a long-lasting impact. To be able to help somebody. You never can tell. You never do know what somebody else is going through in their life. Or what they've been through. And if you could just reach out and just be that refreshing spring of water for somebody as they're going through life's journey, and that would make them realize that there is a wonderful divine creator that is permeates everything in this earth, and you can be a witness or a tool or a instrument of him and wanting to give good things out to his creation. So it's a privilege to answer the call. You know, many are called, the Bible says, and few are chosen. Well, that's because, you know, there's just, they don't want to be chosen. They don't even want to be called. You know, it's out there. You know, whosoever will is who's called. Who would ever would obey? You know, It's hard to help somebody who won't help themselves, you know. You're trying to show them, hey, you know, you are fixing to jump off of a cliff. Or you're on a railroad. You know, this is a nice trail you're on, but it's railroad tracks. And it's fine, but you're fixing to go across this big bridge. I was telling that, I could see that movie, Stand By Me. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. And these boys are going to go, they're on this journey together, and they're going down the railroad tracks, and they're going across this bridge, and here comes the train. And they're running across that bridge, and they barely make it in time before the train gets there. Well, you know, that's how a lot of people are in this life. They're on a big, long train bridge, and there's no way for them to get off except jump over the side to their demise or get run over to their demise. And you're trying to say, hey, there's a place you can get off right here, or you can climb down now, or climb up, get off of this thing. And people, they don't see it. They're deaf, dumb, and blind. They're just walking down their tracks, and the train's going to eventually smack them. And there's nothing you can do about it. They're not listening. But those who would wake up out of the sleeping state that they're in and say, you know, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way than this path of destruction that I'm on. If I could get up off of this, out of here, if somebody could possibly help me get out of here, I'd get off. And that's our job, right? To show people how to get off that path, how to look into a better way, a way that is not the way of sin and destruction, but a way of righteousness and a way of peace and a way of life. I'm glad I've got peace in my life. I'm glad I've got a peace in my family, my house, that me and my wife are at peace with one another, that we learned a long time ago how to love one another, and I don't take that for granted. I take that as a blessing that we grew up in an environment that taught us that. So I just wanted to open things up tonight and say I'm glad to be here with you. And there's a lot of people that's gone. I'll say first, Brother Smith called me. My mom is really sick, in bed. She's been in bed since around noon. And so my dad was having to take care of my grandma. He was going to come on anyway, but then one of the dogs is going to have went to labor, and so he's having to take, my mom is too, told him, says, I'm too sick to take care of any of this. You're going to have to do it for me. So I need to pray for my mother. And Brother Durham's got an illness, and we need to pray for Brother Durham as well. And Brother Lionel Joseph, he got his report. I gave him anywhere from a few weeks to a few months. They said they could prolong it maybe a month with chemotherapy. So he just said, I'm going back home. So I think he went on back to Haiti. He decided not to forego treatment. So he's just going to trust God, whatever happens. So that's the, you know, that's a mother church there in Haiti. And that's the one of the elders right there in Haiti, a man that many look to. And so if God doesn't intervene, well, we're going to lose Brother Joseph. But we're supposed to have lost Sister Elsie. But speaking of Sister Elsie, I heard she went home today. They were. Brother Jerry said they was up there, and they told him they were going to send them home. Says waiting on them to be checked out. So I don't know if they're home yet, planning on going home. Have you heard of Sister Sandra? Are they home? Anybody else heard? They were going home, so she's going home. Praise God, answer the prayer. They told us just about a month ago that call the family in. It'll be the doctor said it'll have to be a divine intervention for her to make it through this. But he said, and I'll appreciate that, doctor. He said, but I'm not counting that out. And he said, but I'll just to tell you how grave this is. He said, the last three patients I've had that's went through this did not make it out of the hospital. And so I believe in being grateful for that. So we'll ask the brother for the same thing with Brother Joseph. I know the McGowans aren't here. Boy, I hate to start naming people aren't here because miss somebody. Does anybody else have a purpose? Yeah, she got like a blockage or something in her stomach, some sort of obstruction. Yeah. Sister Leninger. Yeah, she definitely needs prayer anytime you're sick, but he's also in the hospital. So pray for Nathan. What was our names? Spencer Grant, okay. Young man from Sheridan died in a car accident. Sister Linda. Little Dotson needs prayer. Brandon. So he also fell and hurt himself, so we need to pray for him there. All right. Let's stand, take these needs before the Lord tonight, and receive our Wednesday night offering as well. Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this, for poor Sister Elsie and what you've done for her. Oh God, ask you, Lord, touch Brother Joseph. Hallelujah. Be with her and Nana. Touch Dad's hip. Having trouble walking. Oh God. Touch Brother Curtis in his job situation. This is family from Sheridan, oh God, that lost her son. Lord, we ask you to be with them, oh God. Lord, we ask you also to touch my man's job situation. Brother Dotson, oh God. Oh God, dear Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother Joseph, oh God, we ask you to have your will, Lord, if you can give him more days, let him have more days, Lord. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Talking to Brother Phil before church, and it's like we're all under a lot of stress with our jobs and this, and I said, I asked him how his job was going, and he goes, it's all, you know, what did you say, it was all good? It's all good. But he said something, he said, where else could I go? You know, I started thinking about that. You know, we feel trapped a lot of times, you know, nobody's hiring and this and that, but I started thinking about that. Where, that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, Peter said, "Where could I go? Where else could I go?" You know, you have the truth. And that's what made me start thinking about this song, that sometimes I think that if we didn't have this, you know, this faith that we have, that sometimes I wonder how people out there that don't have this to fall back on just bear with life. And I'm thankful to be here tonight, and I'm thankful to have that.
Living below in this so sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving along to face temptation's sword. Oh, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Oh, seeking a refuge for my soul. Oh, and needing a friend to save me in the end. Oh, where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, neighbors are kind, I love them, everyone. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, oh, where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. But to the Lord. Oh, life here is grand, with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, oh, where could I go but to the Lord?
Oh, tell me
where could I go? Oh, where could I go?
Oh,
seeking a refuge for my soul.
Oh,
needing a friend to save me in the end.
Oh,
where could I go but to the Lord?
Oh, tell me where could I go?
Where could I go but to the Lord? Living below in this so sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving along to face temptation's sore.
Oh, where could I go
but to the Lord?
good to be back tonight. I was thinking about, well, first the chorus that I was singing about, oh, the joy that came to me when I knew that I was free, when my Savior found me and put his arms around me. Oh, the joy that came to me. And I was thinking, I don't want to ever, ever lose that joy. Ever do I want to lose that joy. And I know we go through, sometimes we go through things, and you know, valley and the mountain, and but I don't want to ever lose the joy that I knew that my Savior found me and made me free. And I always want to have that thankfulness in my heart. You know, we had a brother used to be here, brother. I came on business for the King. I just don't want to sit here and do my own thing. I came on business for the King. Well, I came on business for the King. And I just don't want to sit here in the muddy grubs. I'm thankful for the joy. I have that joy. Woo, glory. And I don't want to lose it. I just don't want to warm the seat, you know. But I'm so thankful. And I thought, where could we go? Where could we go? There's not another place that we could go. But I'm thankful tonight to be here. And hallelujah, anyhow.
Feel like going to church tonight. I said, well, I don't either. But I said, I'll tell you what, when we get ready and get in the car, we'll feel better. And we did. So that's the way we do it around our house. But I'm glad to be here tonight, and I want to come every time I can, because I know there'll be a day, you know, just common sense will teach you that one of these days I won't be able to do that, but I'm going to come every time I can. So y'all just get ready to look me in the face, because I'm planning on being here. That's just the way this works around here. You know, this is something good. I thought it, as Brother Mike was talking about giving a cup of water, fresh cup of water, I thought, well, when Sister Laura started that song about, oh, the joy brought to me, I thought, brother, that was a cup of water. We need it tonight. I tell you, that felt so good. It tasted so good. Yes. And it gave us a lift, didn't it? And I thought, Lord, we are the most privileged people in the world. We've got the most wonderful, grandest opportunity to make it of anybody. And I often think, Lord, I just can't believe. I'm afraid I'm going to wake up sometime and find this is all a dream. It's just so good to know that we're sitting amongst a bunch of people that the ministry is teaching us the Word of God, the rightly divided Word of God. They're getting it just as near right, and some of these days they're going to have everything right. As the Bible said, the watchmen will see eye to eye when I bring again Zion. And I'll tell you what, I believe it, Brother Bill. I believe that we're going to see eye to eye one of these days. And so I am just so thankful. And I sit down. I've told you this a lot of times. I sit down and think a lot. Well, I think on my feet too, but I like to sit down and just you know, think about the things of God, and what a wonderful opportunity that we have to hear the Word of God and to know that we're hearing the truth. Because I asked the Lord when I was just a young girl, I said, Lord, there's so many ways, and they all can't be right, because they do anything they want to, but yet they're going to go to heaven. But I'll tell you, they're going to wake up, and well, they won't wake up. They, you know, they won't make it. Some of these days they're going to get disappointed, because they, you know, they thought they was going to make it. But I'll tell you what, you can't do just anything that you want to and make it to heaven. You just cannot, because the Bible lets us to know that, and that's why that we have to strive to enter in. And so I'm just thankful that. Whenever I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I'd like to know what is the right way. and he showed it. He sent a minister of this people to our part of the country, and he began to tell us things that I'd never heard before. Wonderful things. I'll tell you, it was like honey out of the honeycomb. It was real. It was tasted so good and made sense. It just made sense. And you know, when a person is looking for a job, they want a good job. They want one that will pay them good money, give them good benefits. And you know what? We ought to do the same thing when we're looking for salvation. Right. We ought to look for the real thing, the real thing. Yeah. Because there's a lot of things out there that's not real. We've done found that out. And that's why that we were searching, and that's why that we prayed. And the Lord, by the Spirit of the Lord, he brought us all here. Just like that, I often think of the ark, how that God dealt with the animals and caused them to go toward the ark and got in the ark. And I thought, if he can do animals that way, why shouldn't we take notice and let him lead us? So I'm thankful tonight to be here, and I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate this gospel because it is so real. It makes so much sense to me. And I just thought, Lord, I'd like to... sometimes I don't remember things. I get it, but then it seemed like I let it slip from me or something. But anyway, I want to grab a hold of this and hold on to it. And I'd like to make it because I've spent all my life, just about all my life, of living for God with this people. I found this people when they were 16 years old and received the baptism when I was 14. And I'll tell you, it's been a wonderful walk. I know I've stumped my toe a few times. I've been hurt a few times. But I'll tell you what, whenever the feeling come back again, it felt so good. So tonight, I'm glad to be here to enjoy the things of God. And I'm thankful, Sister Dolores, for that joy. That felt so good tonight. I thought, oh, Lord, we need that pickup, you know. I'll tell you, I'll take all that pickup I can get because we really need it. So tonight, I'm just... appreciating the Lord and all he's done for us. And so I tell you what, I'm glad I come to church tonight. I'm glad I didn't stay home and sit in my rocking chair, because after all, when I got started, well, I got to feeling better, and it'll happen just about every time unless you're just really really bad off. And of course, I'm not quite that bad yet, but anyway, I'm just glad to be here tonight and feel the Spirit of the Lord, knowing that he loves us. Brother Talley, the Lord loves us. He's brought us to this place and let us hear the wonderful words of God. So I'm thankful that he loves us.
For church tonight, for the people of God, for his wonderful Spirit, and all the joy that came to me when I knew I'd been set free. Just reminiscing after hearing that song, and it lifted me too, Sister Crow. I believe it's in Jeremiah. If not, help me. It says, with joy shall we draw from the wells of salvation. I'm glad I came to the well one day. But I'm also glad that Jesus is still at the well. And I received a drink. Brother Grove, it wasn't 80 proof, but it was 100 proof. I got the real McCoy. Oh, the joy that came to me when he touched my life and led me to his people. And that joy is still alive within me, as you were saying, Sister Crow. And I have no place to go. I'm not looking for any other place. But I believe I found a better way. I was running some errands the other day, and I paid notice or attention to a lot of church bulletins Some are nice, some are encouraging. But I saw one that said, are you lost? Come inside for further instructions. I said, Lord, I like that. Come inside. I'm glad I came inside for further instructions one day. I found a better way. I found the source. I found the operator. Oh, yes. And because he loved me, that's a different story. But I'm glad that he did. I've searched all through my family, and I can't put it together why he called me. But I'm glad he did. Then second, I'm glad I responded one day. I'm glad I listened to his voice. When I first come to this people, the joy of salvation just flooded my heart. I could have came to church every night of the week. I'd fallen so in love with Jesus and the wonderful Spirit of God. Every song that you sang, I could have just stood up and just praised God. And as an older sister in the church at that time, I'm sure Sister Grove remembers Sister Wilma Spencer. She really encouraged me. Her and Sister Foster and some of the other older people, and Sister Crow did too, your mother, Sister Adams, talking about the joy that they felt in their heart and the peace. Sister Adams used to tell Brother Tucker, I feel a peace in my heart, Brother Tucker. I feel a peace tonight. Appreciate the song, Brother Brett, you sang, you and Sister Dolores. Where could we go? Where could we go and find such great redemption? I'm glad tonight for what this means to me. Jesus is important to me tonight. Yes, he is. We're on this journey together, and we're watching for each other. We're lifting each other. This is a very encouraging service tonight. So glad to see Brother Steve sitting back there tonight. Brother Steve, we've been praying for you. Praying that God will touch your heart, touch your mind, and keep you in this way. Also, Brother Paul, James, brother, we're glad you're here tonight. Reminds me of myself when I first came here several years ago. I had to get down on the front row. I wanted to lift my voice in every service. I thought something was wrong with me, but that was the joy of salvation bubbling up inside. I come home from work and get my shower and shave. Almost 3 hours early, my wife would say, what is wrong with you? I'm so ready for church. Hurry up. Hurry up and get ready. I done polished my shoes 10 times now. It was a joy that God had put in my life. Then he let me hear this truth. He let me hear this truth, and it got into my heart. It got into my soul, and I can't get away. He answered my questions. We sang that song from time to time. He's everything, they told me. He's everything and more. I appreciate his righteousness. Appreciate his calling me. I'm glad I heard his voice one day saying, come unto me. Several years ago, I was dealing drugs in a little two-bedroom duplex apartment. And my wife had asked some insurance man, I don't know, Pyramid Life, somebody. Baby, we need some insurance. I don't care what you do. Just leave me alone. And this gentleman would always come to my house when I was full of it. And he just got on my nerves. And I used to tell Sylvia, tell the dude I'm not here. Where your husband? Oh, he's not here. One night I heard a knock, but I couldn't refuse. I heard the Lord speaking to me. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. There's joy here tonight. We're drinking from the wells of salvation. You'll never be the same, the little woman that come to Jesus. Say, you drink what I've got here. You forget that other formula. I appreciate what we have here tonight. I appreciate this message that I've let into my heart and into my life. Oh, yes. It's joy. unspeakable, full of glory, full of peace. I love righteousness. I love what I found. Yes, Lord. This joy. The world didn't give it to me, brother. But I turned the world over looking for it. And it's a dub, you won't ever find it. All but I did. One day on the road, God pulled me aside and said, I got something better. I'm glad I said, let me go with you. Begin to tell me about his wonderful benefits. Oh, yes. Healeth all our diseases. We serve a wonderful God tonight, don't we? I appreciate salvation tonight. That's my testimony. I appreciate God.
Better way. He lifted me from. have, but I still feel it inside. From experience, I try not to get too active and exert myself too much. It makes me dizzy. Anyway, I'd like to get up and run every once in a while around the church, but I could break my neck.
Well, I like to hear people laugh a little bit. And I wish I could get more lively. I feel it in my heart and my soul, but I just can't do it. About all I can do is clap my hands and stomp my feet. But I like to lift my hands. I like to express it somehow. I like to do something. I love you, Sister. Forgive me. Can't even remember a name. My goodness. It's getting pretty bad. But I want to say that I love this church. And I feel like we're all under some kind of strain or stress. Burdens, maybe. And it's difficult for us to come into the church and put all that aside. It's hard to do that. But it would be very beneficial if when we come into the church, we ought to come in praying. Somebody before the church started here asked me, said, "What do you think is the most important thing a Christian ought to do?" Well, you ever thought? I don't know how you all would answer it, but I said, prayer is the number one thing for a Christian. But I'd like to add to it, it's not just praying, but it's how we pray. It's how we pray, how earnestly, how we express ourselves to God, how we feel about it, and how we feel when we get done praying. And I thought, if I'd had time to talk a little more about it, this is what I'd like to say. I said, we all need to have a habit of reading somewhere in the book of Psalms. I thank God for David. I guess he's my favorite character in the Bible, besides Paul, the apostle. But nevertheless, God said he had a, how was it he put it? He had a love for David. Yes, he's a man after God's own heart. God loved him. Now, David wasn't such a good person so much as that he, the fact that he loved God, he believed in God so much, and he could witness many things that God had done for him. And he had such much trust in God. Did you notice that? If you read the book I can't call his name even. Samuel. From Samuel right on through the books that carried the works of David. And how he treated his enemies, especially Saul, trying to kill him. And what kind of a man is that? Now, yeah, you might say, David, yeah, he was good for a little while, but in the end, he fouled up. Or, you know, you can't find a man in the Bible that didn't make some mistakes, except for Jesus.
Well, there's another one. There's one that I don't know of any mistakes that it records, but I'll guarantee you he wasn't perfect. And goodness sakes. See, I can't call the name. I'm ashamed of it, but I'm reading about it day and every day. I'm reading my Bible. But it's the youngest one of Israel. And he's the one that went to Egypt. Yeah, Joseph. I don't think there's anything in the Bible that shows him his having a fault. I'd like you to think about that. But God still loved David. And David was ashamed of himself. He repented and still suffered for it too. But here's what I'm wanting us to think about. Maybe it would help us to get more excited about the Lord. God, David, one reason he loved him because David got so excited about the Lord. And in many of those Psalms, it says it's a prayer of David. It's a song of David. And it's a prayer of David, you see. What he's saying in that, it would be the same that you would say in a prayer. But it seemed like when he prayed, even at the times he was telling God his problems and all of that, but he, every other sentence, he would say something worshipful about the God or the Lord. Even in his trouble, even in his demise, even in his hardest times and suffering and fear and running to save his life from Saul, trying to kill him. And he still worked for the Lord all during that time. He fought battles for Israel. And I'm sure he had a great group of men that had great pride for him. But they loved to work with him. You know, I wish I could get that exuberant, that excited. And it seems like it takes time to think, meditate about the good things that God has done for us. And quit thinking about the bad things that's happening to us. Counting our blessings, name them one by 100. One by one. Go on and count them all up. The little things, the big things, anything. God's good to us all the time. Some of the things is to fix us. We got to do some suffering, this old man, to get good. We suffer a lot of times, and I think if we would pray and submit ourselves to the Lord, God would heal us more, don't you think? If we just quit complaining to God about what he didn't do for us, but if we thank the Lord for what he did do for us, and what he's doing for us now. Do you know that some of the things that seem bad is causing you to suffer, which will change your attitude sometimes if you pray about it and let God deal with you. You can become thankful, Lord, for this pain in my back. I've said that over and over, for this pain in my neck and back and every joint. And so I thanked him for all of it. I'm still alive and I'm here and I can praise him. So I want to praise him tonight. Woo! That feels good for you to get it with me. Come on, let's all lift our hands. Let's praise him. Praise him for something. Come on, praise him for something. What are you going to praise him for? Praise him for his blessings. All the good things he's done. He hasn't done you a bad thing. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Praise the Lord for that. Oh, everything is working for our good. Jesus had to suffer. He was innocent. He didn't suffer for his faults or failures. He suffered for yours and mine. Think about that. We ought to shout about it. Hallelujah. What a difference the purpose makes. Thank God. Thank God. It's good to get into the book of Psalms and just read some of his prayers, and you can fit them right in your life sometimes. And I know some of it's funny. But when you get to feeling good and you get to feeling so thankful for all that God has done for us, you'll get a little happier. Your spirit will come up. You'll say, things are not so bad for me. And count all your blessings, and you begin to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, do this for me. Do this for me. Help me, Lord. Oh, moan and groan. Praise the Lord. And you'll smile. You'll laugh. You'll be lifting up all of us. Let's praise the Lord together. Let's lift up the Lord. He's been so good to us. Praise God.
Friends who've let us down, you know what I'm talking about. At the very first sign of trouble, you're nowhere to be found. Oh, but Jesus stays when others go. He'll never leave your side. He's your friend in stormy weather, 'cause he's good all the time. Good. Yes, he is. He's good all the time. Oh, God is good. You know he is. He's good all the time. Well, you can't search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time. In the middle of the night, when your body moans with pain, don't worry about that wayward child. He heard you call his name. He'll put food in your kitchen. Oh, when you don't have one dime. He's not good just now and then. No, he's good all the time. Over. one you call in the middle of the night when your body moans with pain. And don't worry about that wayward child.